Henderson.
We are working with other law enforcement agencies, including the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, as the incident that occurred in their jurisdiction may also be related.
That shooting involved two people killed in a home burglary. Both injured officers are expected to be okay. Israeli ground forces rolled into the heart of southern Gaza's Khan Yunis today. The IDF is calling it the most intense day of fighting since the beginning of the operation. The BBC's Yoland Nell has details from Jerusalem.
That's the second biggest city in the whole of the territory, and it's really seen as a stronghold of Hamas, a place where Hamas leaders may well be hiding, where there may be Israeli hostages held as well.
Israel believes more than 130 hostages are still held captive in Hamas tunnels, including eight Americans. FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers on Capitol Hill, terror threats against the U.S. are at an unprecedented level. CBS's Catherine Herridge has checked additional information.
The new intelligence report reviewed by CBS News predicts ISIS and al-Qaeda, their media and supporters, will likely use the Israel-Hamas conflict to increase calls for violence in the U.S. this holiday season compared to prior years.
Right now, the FBI says there is no specific or credible threat, nor any indication Hamas has the capability of carrying out an attack inside the U.S. President Biden says he may have been content to serve a single term if Donald Trump wasn't in the race. He made the comment at a fundraiser near Boston. A reporter followed up when he returned to the White House.
Would you be running for president if Trump wasn't running?
I expect so, but look, he is running and I have to run.
Mr. Biden said it's about preventing Mr. Trump from returning to power. Mr. Trump asked at a Fox town hall if he'd abuse power or be a dictator if he's elected again.
No, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
Singer-songwriter Denny Lane has died.
We've already said so long.
Lane co-founded the Moody Blues and Wings with Paul McCartney, who mourned him as a great talent with a fine sense of humor. Denny Lane was 79. S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, I'm Todd Albaugh. Welcome into hour number two of the big show. It is December 5th, 2023, now 6 past the hour. Of 1 o'clock. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for his Tuesday Tangents with Luke segment. Always fantastic to have Luke's story. And you never know what you're going to get. And how about this? Know. How about this new segment that he came up with? What grinds my gears?
Yeah, and I'll have to try and think of something. Unless you guys have some ideas for an intro for that, that doesn't just use the Family Guy clip.
All right, very good. The grinding the gears. Here's somebody off the MDX line, and see, this is exactly what I was hoping for. And this person identifies themselves only as a Madison plumber. This person says, quote, it grinds my gears when people call water heaters, quote, hot water heaters.
Yeah, it's it doesn't heat up hot water. That's already hot. It heats up water, so you get hot water.
I think I've been guilty of that more than once.
That's fair.
Is there a problem with the hot water heater? But I can see if you're a plumber, you know, you just call them water heaters.
I can see that, how that would grind the gears of a plumber. But that's exactly the type of response I'm looking for. What grinds other people's gears? So we'll do more of that as we continue on here in the weeks ahead on Tuesdays, Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. So that is fantastic. Also, there is a little bit of breaking news, Mr. Zommers, here across the news wires, according to the Associated Press. Todd Richmond, fine reporter up the street on the Capitol Square at the state capitol, the Associated Press, after months of backroom wrangling, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bill moments ago that sends $500 million of taxpayer money over the next 3 years to help the Milwaukee Brewers repair their baseball stadium. The governor signed the bipartisan package at American Family Field, calling the legislation a compromise agreement between the team and the public. Quote, "All in all, this plan ensures the Milwaukee Brewers will continue to call this city home for nearly 30 more years," unquote, Evers said before signing the legislation on a stage set up where else but at home plate. The Brewers say the 22-year-old stadium needs extensive renovation. The stadium's glass outfield doors, seats, and concourse need replacing. The stadium's luxury suites and video boards need upgrades. The stadium's signature retractable roof, fire suppression system, parking lots, elevators, escalators need work, all according to the team. Brewers officials warned lawmakers the team might leave Milwaukee without public assistance, and it spurred the threat of losing tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue. Legislators began working on a subsidy package in September. So there you go. Whether you like it or not, the Brewers have been saved for another 30 years.
Gee golly, I love sports washing.
Sports washing. Now, see, I'm of the opinion that this was a good investment. Because I just don't think that I think what the Brewers do, every time you see Milwaukee Brewers on a TV, not in Milwaukee, that's promotion for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
I agree it's a good investment. I also think it's one that the city of Milwaukee and the state and the taxpayers should not have had to make.
Well, that may be true. But I think it was one of those things where there was compromise. At the end, the Brewers put in more money than they were originally going to do. And I guess one of the things I like about it, too, is finally we have a piece of bipartisan legislation. Where it's not just one-sided. You know, the Republican legislature passes it along with Democratic votes, and the Democratic governor signs it. At least they found something they can agree upon.
By the way, this going back to the gear grinding, we've got a couple more messages.
Really?
Joanne Krulatz says, "It's a water heater," with like four exclamation points. So she does not appreciate you saying it's a hot water heater.
I said it on occasion. I admitted my mistake is what I was doing.
And Rob says, "My gears get ground when people say unthaw to mean thaw."
Oh.
Like, yeah, what does unthaw mean? Freeze? Like when thawing is the act of unfreezing something. So if you say, "I'm going to go unthaw some chicken," that means you're taking it out of the fridge and putting it back in the freezer. I don't know.
That's what I said for years, actually.
But now you don't?
No, because I forget my mom, actually, because I think my mom said it for years, and someone finally corrected her and said what you just said. And so she, like, corrected my sister and I. This has been years ago. Maybe 15, 20 years ago.
When the truth was discovered, you all corrected it.
That's right.
Or another one that, on a similar level to what Rob just said, one that bugs me is when people say, "I could care less what happens." Like, okay, so if you could care less, that means you do care at least a little. What people mean to say is, "I couldn't care less,"
right,
or "I could not care less."
Right.
Because that means your level of caring is at precisely zero.
Yes, that's true. I don't think I've ever used that one per se.
That one doesn't really bug me that much, but I know some people who it really does.
Mine, I've mentioned this before, one of mine is because I had a great English professor at UW Richland, the now defunct and closed by Jay Rothman and UW System, UW Richland, but at the time was a great university and a great professor, Gene Burkett, who is, by the way, speaking of folks alive in their 90s and kicking and doing great, Gene Burkett, I believe, is 95 now.
Wow.
And still driving around and teaching people and helping out in the community. Anyway, Jean Burkett was a great English professor, and she once told our entire class, because someone put in there, well, something or other is very unique. Well, this is very unique. And she said, you know, look, people, it's not very unique, really unique, somewhat unique, extraordinarily unique. If it's unique, it's one of a kind. You don't use an adjective in front of it. And she's absolutely right. So I still hear like news reporters or news anchors will say something very unique in downtown Madison, something extraordinarily unique. You don't, if it's unique, it's just unique, period.
Yeah, I mean, unique does. I just pulled up the Oxford Language Dictionary. Mm-hmm. unique meaning being the only one of its kind, unlike anything else.
Right. So if you're going to use unique, don't put an adjective in front of it.
I could see, I feel like it may not be grammatically correct, but obviously everyone knows what you mean when you say it's relatively unique. Like it's not, it's not 100% unique.
People know what you mean when you say unthawed too.
Well, that's just wrong though.
Or this, hot water heater.
With unique, it's saying it's unlike anything else. Uh-huh. If you say it's relatively unique, you could say it's almost unlike anything else. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct.
It appears we have hit on a topic. If you'd like to call in and tell us what grinds your gears, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What grinds your gears?
We have Jeff Perry hitting on something that I know grinds some people's gears. He has a question. Is it for the plural of a referendum? Is it referenda or referendums? The answer, Jeff, is yes.
I think it is both.
It is legitimately both.
Yeah. I think it's in how it's used. The referenda passed, or there were several referendums on the building. I'm not, or on the ballot. I'm not 100% sure. That's a great question for Mr. Perry. Referenda or referendum?
So here's what Wikipedia says for the differences.
Sure. Wikipedia, okay.
Referendums is logically preferable as a plural form, meaning ballots on one issue, whereas referenda, meaning things to be referred, necessarily connotes a plurality of issues. So referendums should be used when you're talking about multiple questions in one topic, and referenda is broader, I guess.
Well, there you go. So you, something that you did not knew,
I didn't
learn
know that
before you. What grinds your gears? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. Give us a call. Tell us what grinds your gears, if you'd like to. See, this is what Luke does. He brings us a great segment that we could keep on talking about, that people want to talk about. Could also text us on the Civic Media app. While we wait for your calls, by the way, want to know something that grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears, Todd?
Thank you so very much for asking. Republicans who want to withhold pay raises that were approved by the legislature and signed into law by the governor in the state budget, withholding pay raises from UW employees because Robin Voss and a few MAGA Republicans are salty about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh, yeah, that really grinds my gears, too.
But I told you this before. We touched on it yesterday. That the Republican Party of Wisconsin is splitting. There is division among the ranks. We talked about this yesterday, that former Republican, Wisconsin Republican Party chairman, Reince Priebus, a Trump staffer, his first chief of staff, former national party chair, Reince Priebus, said over the weekend on This Week with George Stephanopoulos that, yes, he would absolutely support Trump as the Republican nominee in 2024 if that's what the Republican Party want. He said, quote, 110%. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Republican, congressman from Wisconsin, says he won't even go to the convention, the national convention in Milwaukee, if Trump is the nominee. There are two lines of thought in the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And now here, according to the Associated Press, and a story by Harm Vandenhuizen, the Republican head of the Wisconsin Senate said yesterday he wants to see pay raises approved for University of Wisconsin employees, pitting himself against the state assembly speaker who has vowed to withhold UW funding cuts over diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss refused to approve pay raises for UW employees in October when the legislature's Employment Relations Committee, which Voss co-chairs, okayed them for other state employees. Voss said he doesn't believe the UW system deserves more funding until it cuts so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And as an aside, those programs also help veterans and non-traditional students and single parents go back to school. Back to the story by the Associated Press, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said yesterday that he opposes withholding the money. Quote, I totally understand where Speaker Voss is coming from, but a lot of employees who work at the UW system have no control over the DEI protocol and all that stuff. Unquote. We'll talk about this division in the Republican Party at the state level and take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back and forth on the other side. Todd Elbow Show and Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth, freedom. No matter where it leads us, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Elbow Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the 5th of December, 2023. Going to get to this story that we promoted, or we're starting to talk about here before the break, on Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, both Republicans, now on the record as disagreeing with one another on whether the pay raises for UW system employees should be granted, even though they were approved in legislation and signed into law by the governor. Robin Voss has said he wasn't going to give it to him, the pay raises. Devin LeMahieu says, not so fast. So this split in the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin, I'm going to continue on that in a minute, but there is some breaking news, and I know that many of us across Civic Media have been following this, none more closely than my colleague and friend, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. According to CBS News, just across the wire, breaking news, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has announced that he will drop his months-long hold on military nominations, except for, and this is disgusting, except for four-star general and flag officers. Since Tuberville began his hold in February, the backlog of nominations in the Senate has grown to affect over 450 officers. Quote, I'm not going to hold the promotions of these people any longer, Tuberville told reporters moments ago. Quote, we just released them, about 440 of them. Everybody but 10 or 11 four stars, unquote. Now, I know that Matt Flynn is going to have more on this on his show coming up. And Matt, of course, is a Navy veteran, understands the military better than I do, although I did work on military affairs issue for our United States congressman here in Wisconsin for a number of years. But Matt will be able to tell you this in even clearer terms. But by holding up 10 or 11 four-star generals, you are holding people up at the top. And if you have any semblance of how the military works, it's a chain of command. All right? It's a chain of command. And the chain of command starts at the top with the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, and it goes down from there. So if Tuberville's intent is to release the vast majority of these nominations by President Biden, but hold up the 10 or 11 four stars at the top of generals and admirals, this is still going to affect people down the line of the chain of command. I mean, certainly it's an improvement, but it's still a malicious intent. And how Tuberville or any other senator, Republican, can say that they are pro-military and not be appalled by this, I don't understand.
Yeah, this rule that any one senator can hold all this up still needs to be changed. And we cannot allow media to stop talking about this. Just because he released most of them, he's still not a good guy. Nobody can pat him on the back. It's like, just because if you took your car into the shop and they held on to it for months and months and wouldn't fix it, and then they're like, oh, we mostly fixed it. We just didn't actually put the bolts back in.
Right.
Like, didn't put the lugs on for your wheels. Like, you can't drive that.
No, you can't. You can't drive it at all. Back to the story of CBS News, his hold, Tuberville's hold, was a way to protest a Pentagon policy on abortion that reimburses travel expenses for service members who have to travel to seek an abortion for other types of reproductive health care. For months, Tuberville said he would drop his hold when the Pentagon changed his policy. Well, of course, this is just bunk because this is not a Pentagon or a military decision. This is an administration decision. It's a political type of decision. And Tommy Tuberville using politics, and as someone who did not serve, did not put the uniform on, but who handled military affairs and worked with those who did and their families, I can tell you that our American military men and women do an outstanding job of putting their personal political opinions aside for the overall good of the mission, which is the protection of the country, its people, and the Constitution. I mean, the military is very adamant about, we can't carry out our mission if we're divided. So look, we can have private discussions in our barracks or wherever. You can obviously have your own political opinion. But when it comes to official military business, we are not going to take political stands in terms of partisan politics, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise. And yet Tommy Tuberville allowed this, I mean, something he created in his own mind, that somehow the Pentagon was getting involved in abortion rights. He used it just to gin up the base. And the other thing this story doesn't point out that I know that Matt Flynn has talked about and others is that Tommy Tuberville was butthurt little salty that Joe Biden decided to put the Space Force headquarters in Colorado rather than in the state that Tuberville is supposed to represent, Alabama, which incidentally has other military installations there. I say he's supposed to represent them because Tuberville actually lives in the panhandle of Florida. Which, how he gets away with that, I'm not sure. So Tuberville's just upset that Joe Biden decided, and by the way, the military folks, the people who actually understand military protocol, recommended to President Biden to keep and locate permanently the Space Force headquarters in Colorado, that it was strategically better. But again, Tuberville wanted to ignore that and keep it in Alabama. So for these reasons, all personal, all political, Tuberville put our men and women at risk. But now it's announced, after he was supposed to have a press conference about an hour ago, and that was canceled because he wanted to talk to his Senate Republican colleagues in private in a lunch. And apparently then he had a gaggle, which is essentially a politician just standing in a hallway saying, okay, I'll talk to you. And all the reporters and cameras and recorders come around them. And so in this gaggle, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has announced that he's going to unblock the nominations of most of the 450 officers he was holding up. According to Tuberville, he's releasing about 440 of them. In his words, quote, everybody but 10 or 11 four stars, unquote. I'd like to know the rationale that he's going to give for holding up those 10 or 11 folks. Is it people that have a social media history of being pro-democratic, criticizing Trump? Tuberville, the Republicans have allowed politics to interfere with military readiness. Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We have What's Worse coming up. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Police in Austin, Texas say six people are dead and three injured, including two police officers, in a shooting spree that began yesterday morning. Interim Police Chief Robin Henderson.
The suspect is in custody and no longer poses a threat to our Austin community.
Israeli ground troops have rolled into the heart of Gaza's Khan Yunis in the south. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
At the same time, this fierce bombardment has continued across the Gaza Strip, where we have seen areas where Palestinians have been told to seek safety coming under fire as well.
CBS News has reviewed a new intelligence report warning of terror threats in the U.S. ahead of the holiday season. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The internal government report mirrors warnings from the FBI director on Capitol Hill that the threats against the U.S. are at extraordinary levels.
Director Christopher Wray says there is no specific or credible threat right now. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yep, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 50. By Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high near 48. We are going to drop back into the 30s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest
slope? You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, December 5th. Mr. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along with us in hour number two. Again, that breaking news before the break. Tommy Tuberville, senator, at least he claims, of Alabama, although he lives in the panhandle of Florida, has announced after meeting with his Republican colleagues, minority, by the way, Republican colleagues, they are the minority party in the state or the U.S. Senate, has announced that he's going to lift the hold on the majority of his military appointments or the nominations by President Biden. And except for about, 10 or 13 of 4-star generals and admirals. Matt Flynn will have more of this following us after the news at the top of the hour. Matt Flynn, director, you're not going to want to miss today's show. I can guarantee you that Matt will walk us through this and explain in great detail, I am sure, what this actually means from a military point of view and also political and actually military readiness point of view as well. I want to finish up. We were talking about this story before that breaking news broke. Story in the Associated Press of Republican leaders in Wisconsin legislature are at odds over withholding university pay raises. And again, I want to be very clear because a lot of people are not going to pick up on this. And as a former Republican myself for 30 years, having left the party in 2011, I can tell you this is not the norm. For the Senate Majority Leader and the Assembly Speaker to be both of the same party and have publicly differing views. Speaker Robin Voss of the Assembly has said he's refused to approve the pay raises that, by the way, the legislature as a whole approved, the governor signed into law, but because there's this goofy committee called the Legislature's Employment Relations Committee, which Voss co-chairs, he essentially has veto power over the law. I'm not going to go into the convoluted legalities of this, but if you ask the question, well, can he do this? Is it legal? Yes. The short answer is yes. According to state law, he can do this. Because he got the people on this Legislature Employment Relations Committee to not approve it, the final approval. And what Voss is upset about is diversity, equity, and inclusion offices throughout the University of Wisconsin system. Because he essentially feels that this is giving non-white, non-straight people some sort of an advantage. And he feels, like Scott Walker, that this is part of the indoctrination, the brainwashing of Wisconsin students. Footnote, Scott Walker sent his own kid to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And also footnote, diversity, equity, and inclusion is exactly what it says. Diverse, equitable, inclusive. So there are programs such as if you happen to be a woman, white, straight, gay, black, Hispanic, whatever, there are programs that speak directly to women. How can we be more supportive of women? There are programs for America's veterans. If you've come back from overseas or if you were stationed here in the U.S., but in particular, people who were stationed abroad, and maybe you're having trouble readjusting to civilian life and you've gone back to school on the GI Bill and you're working your way through college and you need help with that. There's an office in diversity, equity, and inclusion for you. Maybe you are a single parent, somebody from a rural area, a farm kid, and you need help adjusting to university life, there is an office for you through diversity, equity, and inclusion. Robin Voss doesn't like to tell you that side of the coin. He simply focuses on what's going to excite his Republican base. And don't forget, when Voss kind of backed off on this a little bit last time and other things, there is the MAGA money crowd who have once again started, I think it was $250,000 ad buy this time last week, trying to tell Voss to do this and as well as move ahead with impeachment of Megan Wolf and the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or they're going to primary him or start a recall. So Voss is owned by these right-wing money MAGA crowds. So Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, also a Republican, says now that he opposes withholding that money. Lemieux said in this Associated Press article that he's been talking with Voss about the issue and hopes to see the raises passed, quote, sooner rather than later. Earlier this year, Wisconsin Republicans rejected funding for UW's top budget priority, a new engineering building on the flagship Madison campus. Lemieux yesterday said he hopes to see that funding approved by the end of the current legislative session, which would essentially be the end of this calendar year. Voss did not immediately respond to an email requesting comment yesterday, but has been adamant in calling for an end to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on UW-Madison campuses. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's all go all the way out to beautiful Portland, Oregon. Portland, PT in Portland. What say you?
Hey, is this Todd?
It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Todd. So this is really something. This is related to what Evers has brought a loss to the kids, right? The separation of powers and the holding of funds that have already been passed by Evers in the legislature. Isn't that correct?
Essentially correct, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, with DEI, you look at all the businesses, big businesses, they all embrace it. They all embrace DEI because they know it's good for business. You know, you have a lot of people that are coming into these universities that need support in some way or another. And this is exactly what DEI does. They make sure that you're, for example, a black student from Milwaukee is adapting to an overwhelmingly white culture type of environment at Madison. And what is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. So, you know, this is good. Now we have Devin, or Senator Devin, whatever his name is.
LeMahieu, yep.
I think, he's feeling the pressure of the absurdity of this and the raises and, you know, what was it, 44,000 people are being denied raises?
Roughly 35,000 UW employees.
Exaggerated. Yeah. No, you know, that's still a lot of people, right?
Right.
That are sitting there that haven't received raises that has already been passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Evers is coming back at and saying, you just can't do this. You know, this is separation of power. This is unconstitutional, what you're doing. So, yeah, thanks for the great radio show, Todd. Appreciate it, and you have a good day, okay?
Appreciate you, PT. Thanks so much. Appreciate you listening out there on the beautiful West Coast up in Portland, Oregon. My stepbrother, Mike, and his beautiful wife, Emily, live in Portland. So I got to get out there. Maybe we should do a show in Portland sometime, Mrs. Amers.
That'd be pretty cool.
They have a cool donut place there.
I'm sure they have more than one cool donut place.
Yes, they absolutely do. And beautiful scenery as well. So I appreciate a PT in Oregon. Yeah, he's absolutely right. And again, the example the PT gave, you know, a black student coming from Milwaukee or anywhere else trying to adjust to an overwhelmingly white university. Of course, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think that's the example that Voss, for whatever reason, tries to attack, and he tries to make it a us against them. He tries to play on the overwhelmingly white base of the Republican Party and tries to hype up these fears that they, people who are not white, are coming after us, people who are white. That's a real social class warfare that Republicans are cognizant of and are trying to drive. That wedge for political reasons, even though they don't believe it themselves. Some of them, some do. So there's nothing wrong with that example that PT gave. He's absolutely right. But the point I'm trying to get to is it's well beyond that. The diversity, equity, inclusion also serves a lot of white folks, including women, including veterans, including non-traditional students, moms and dads, single parents, trying to go back to school to help their families. And yes, of course, it also helps black or brown or Asian folks as well. If you're an ethnic minority, I guess is what I'm trying to get to. I didn't say it very well. And there's nothing wrong with helping ethnic minorities feel more comfortable. But so too is there nothing wrong with helping a veteran feel comfortable, might be in their late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s. A 40-year-old parent, single mom, trying to go back to school. What's wrong with helping her feel more comfortable or him feel more comfortable? And Robin Voss wants to listen to right-wing Republican money, MAGA money, and not what the people of Wisconsin want. It's freedom, right? It comes down to freedom to feel free. You should have the freedom when you walk on a college campus in the state to feel included. I think we could all agree on that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, always a pleasure. What say you?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Todd. All this needs to be done for the good of the state of Wisconsin. It's not just about Madison, but it's the whole state of Wisconsin. But all roads lead back to fair maps, Todd. We have to get fair maps. That way you'll have fair government. My opinion is the Republicans will probably still, well, more than likely still control the Senate and the Assembly with fair maps because the state tilts that way. But it'll at least leave a lot of districts that you'll kind of have to compromise more. So that's my take for today.
Appreciate fair it. Maps. All right. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Certainly fair maps are a part of it. That case is now pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court on the legislative side. We'll see what they decide in the coming days and weeks. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the Senate Republican Majority Leader, Devin Lemieux, says he's ready to move forward, approve these pay raises, despite diversity, equity, and inclusion on college campuses. Robin Voss, not so much. Let's go to Stoughton here in Dane County on WMDX. CJ in Stoughton, thanks for calling, CJ. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I guess when I see this as lump, you have to lump people together into a group, and people should be seen as individuals. But when it crosses the line, like we're seeing with the Biden administration attacking Title IX, which protects women, female, biological women, and the Republicans care that they are treated with fairness. The Democrats now are attacking women by allowing biological
all right.
Well, Y chromosome men.
All right, let's just stop. CJ, let's stop for a second here. But how does that relate to diversity? I mean, I don't know what you're saying. I'm lumping everybody basically under diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm saying it doesn't matter, you know, what ethnicity you are, if you're gay or straight, if you're black or white, if you're male or female, the diversity, a veteran or not a veteran, diversity, equity, inclusion serves nearly everyone. Do you agree with that?
To mandate it the way it's being driven at the university, and we're seeing it in public now, the way you blur the definition of equity and equality, it's not about equality.
Up against the clock, CJ. Sorry, back on the other side.
93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, will be along taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day, as Matt likes to remind us. And I'll bet my bottom dollar that Matt Flynn's going to take us to the front lines of history being made in Washington, where Tommy Tuberville announced a bit ago that he is going to lift his hold on several of these nominations, military nominations, flag officers, nominations of President Biden. But he's still going to leave in place 10 to a dozen or so on the four-star admirals and generals. Matt will break this all down for you and much, much more. You do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn Direct immediately after our show at the top of the hour. Before I move on, I do want to just address, because we were literally up against the clock. I can't fix the clock. You know, once we go to commercial, then I can't stop it. And so I didn't mean to just dismiss the last caller. But again, I think that it gets a little confusing there, because I think what the last caller was trying to mix in here is a completely, at least in my mind, a different issue, which is the ongoing argument and in some cases court cases that affect a very, 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 very small fraction of Americans. And that is when it comes to athletics in high school and college. Are we going to allow people to compete in these sports under the gender in which they were born? Or if they are a trans person, under the gender that they are transitioning to? And I've talked before on this program that I can never appreciate what a trans person is facing or going through. I think it takes an extraordinary amount of courage to live your authentic life. And I can't imagine going through life feeling physically and in your brain and mentally that you are one gender and being born another. And to make that decision to publicly go through that transition, I think takes a lot of courage. It would take even more courage for any person who has gone through that to put themselves out there on the public platform for anything, let alone compete in something like athletics where you're being watched by tens, hundreds, thousands of people. The number of people that that actually affects is such a small portion. And it's particularly in the state of Wisconsin. And to somehow try to convolute that into some sort of an attack on women, to say that, you know, a trans woman is somehow a threat to all women in athletics, is just, it's unfortunate. And I think that it shows a lack of understanding of what it means to be a trans person, and also a lack of compassion for what they go through. There are very, 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 very few people who have to face this in their life. Someone who is trans and decides to go into athletics. And I don't know of any legitimate case where someone has said, oh, that trans person, you know, somehow beat me or took away. I mean, what about, we have, you know, biological girls wrestling biological boys in state wrestling. I mean, now there's, I guess, a girls wrestling as well. But so should a guy wrestler, a biologically boy wrestler, say, I don't accept that biologically female girl who beat me? Hey, maybe she was just tougher than you, you know? And again, when we have that kind of vitriol being spread out, it's just not helpful. And again, that's trying to put a face on diversity, equity, inclusion, that somehow this is some far leaning issue that doesn't affect the vast majority of people, that somehow this is fringe stuff, right? That somehow diversity, equity, inclusion is fringe, that you know, the RUW system is trying to push fringe stuff. It's just not true. There's nothing fringe about being a single parent trying to go back to school to make your kids' lives better. Doesn't matter whether you're Black, white, Hispanic, female, male, gay, lesbian, LGBTQ. It just doesn't matter. It matters that you're a person trying to better your life. And what do Republicans, at least the Republican Party I used to belong to, and one of the many reasons I left in 2011, they used to say, be independent, personal responsibility, better yourself. So here we have people of all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, sexualities, whatever, people that want to better themselves by going back to school, getting an education, supporting themselves. And there's an office to do it. Happens to be called Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And to our caller out in Portland, PT's point, this is something that is used in private business all across America, around the world, and is lauded for how much help it gives employees, how what a job creator it is. Another Republican narrative from years past. We want to run government like we run business. Well, guess what? In business, this is commonplace. And for as much as I have harped on Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, and I still think he should resign, by the way, I'll at least give him credit. He hasn't spoken out strongly about it, but at least he has said what I just said, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion is something that's commonplace in private business and is helpful because he ran one of the biggest law firms, Foley & Lardner, in the world. And it's not helpful when we try to pick out the meekest in society, the person who's going through the toughest time, and people want to punch down on those folks and try to make them the boogeyman, that they're going to somehow hurt the rest of us. We're all in this together, you understand? We're better together. We're better when we're the United States of America. We're better when we're Wisconsin citizens helping our friends and neighbors. And I still believe that that is who the vast majority of us are. So let's keep pursuing truth and keep figuring out how we can help one another and celebrate our differences. We can help ourselves by listening to Matt Flynn Direct next. Thanks to Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents. Luke, Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Keep fighting and keep banging your drum. Have a good day.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Texas are trying to piece together a day-long shooting spree that they believe took six lives in Austin and San Antonio.
Based on information obtained over the course of these investigations, we strongly believe one suspect is responsible for all of the incidents.
Austin